This is the NOCN, ESOL International, Independent User, Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Where are you from? 2. Which is the quickest way to get to Manchester? 3. Who is that person next to you in the photo? 4. Can you deliver the parcel to my home address, please? 5. What is there to do in Edinburgh? 6. Do you have this in a smaller size? 7. I think my car has a flat tyre. Can you help me? 8. Did you have a good weekend? 9. That's a lovely dress. Where did you get it? 10. I can't find my umbrella. Can you lend me yours?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Where are you from? 2. Which is the quickest way to get to Manchester? 3. Who is that person next to you in the photo? 4. Can you deliver the parcel to my home address, please? 5. What is there to do in Edinburgh? 6. Do you have this in a smaller size? 7. I think my car has a flat tyre. Can you help me? 8. Did you have a good weekend? 9. That's a lovely dress. Where did you get it? 10. I can't find my umbrella. Can you lend me yours?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello. In the studio today, I have a young man who has a remarkable story to tell. Welcome, Jack. So, You're on holiday in Italy in June.
Yes, I spent the first few days sunbathing and swimming in the sea, but by the end of the week I was a bit bored, so I decided to do something different.
Really? What did you do?
I decided to climb the mountain which I could see behind the hotel. I set off about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was wearing shorts, a t-shirt and sandals.
How long did it take you to get to the top?
It was easy to walk up the mountain. It didn't take long, maybe 2 or 3 hours. The weather was cooler than at the beach and the view from the top was lovely. I sat down to rest, but I fell asleep, and when I woke up it was dark. I knew I had to get down the mountain as quickly as possible.
When you woke up, did you wonder where you were? Were you cold and frightened?
Yes, very frightened, because I hadn't told anybody where I was going. I was walking too fast and I slipped and fell and hurt my leg. I couldn't move and I had to spend the night on the mountain.
Wow, spending the night on the mountain. Were you okay? What happened next?
I was lucky. Someone who was walking up the mountain in the morning found me and helped me. I went to the hospital and fortunately my leg wasn't broken.
Do you think you have learned any lessons from this adventure?
Oh yes. Firstly, you must wear the right clothes and shoes for the mountains. Secondly, you should always let other people know where you are going. And finally, I should have set off earlier in the day.
Well, thank you for telling us your story today, Jack. Best wishes for the future.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello. In the studio today, I have a young man who has a remarkable story to tell. Welcome, Jack. So, you're on holiday in Italy in June.
Yes, I spent the first few days sunbathing and swimming in the sea, but by the end of the week I was a bit bored, so I decided to do something different.
Really? What did you do?
I decided to climb the mountain which I could see behind the hotel. I set off about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was wearing shorts, a t-shirt and sandals.
How long did it take you to get to the top?
It was easy to walk up the mountain. It didn't take long, maybe 2 or 3 hours. The weather was cooler than at the beach and the view from the top was lovely. I sat down to rest, but I fell asleep, and when I woke up it was dark. I knew I had to get down the mountain as quickly as possible.
When you woke up, did you wonder where you were? Were you cold and frightened?
Yes, very frightened, because I hadn't told anybody where I was going. I was walking too fast and I slipped and fell and hurt my leg. I couldn't move and I had to spend the night on the mountain.
Wow, spending the night on the mountain. Were you okay? What happened next?
I was lucky. Someone who was walking up the mountain in the morning found me and helped me. I went to the hospital and fortunately my leg wasn't broken.
Do you think you have learned any lessons from this adventure?
Oh yes. Firstly, you must wear the right clothes and shoes for the mountains. Secondly, you should always let other people know where you are going. And finally, I should have set off earlier in the day.
Well, thank you for telling us your story today, Jack. Best wishes for the future.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
This is the Council Education Department. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mrs. Fernandez. I'm phoning about my son's education. He was 4 in April.
OK, I will try to help you. What exactly would you like to know?
I would like to know when he could start school.
Well, as he's 4 years old, he can start school in September. Or if you prefer, he can start nursery straight away. The choice is yours.
I think I would like him to start nursery now. Do I have to pay?
The government-run nurseries are free, but you can also apply for funding for a place at a private nursery. Would you like me to tell you the details?
Yes, please. Do you have any leaflets that I can look at, as I would like to think about it before I make a decision?
Yes, of course. Would you like me to send you our information pack, which gives you all the details of the different choices you have?
Oh, yes, please. That would be very helpful.
Could I take your name again and your address, and I'll put an information pack in the post to you today? You should get it by tomorrow.
That would be great. Thank you. My name is Mrs. Fernandez. My address is 340 Claremont Avenue, Clitheroe, BB7 7JR.
Did you say BB7 6JR?
No, the postcode is BB7 7JR.
Okay, I've got that. Thank you, Mrs. Fernandez.
If I need to speak to you again, who do I ask for?
My name is Mr. Martin, and you can speak to me any weekday except Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much for your help. That has been very useful.
Thank you for calling, Mrs. Fernandez. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
This is the Council Education Department. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mrs. Fernandez. I'm phoning about my son's education. He was 4 in April.
OK, I will try to help you. What exactly would you like to know?
I would like to know when he could start school.
Well, as he's 4 years old, he can start school in September. Or if you prefer, he can start nursery straight away. The choice is yours.
I think I would like him to start nursery now. Do I have to pay?
The government-run nurseries are free, but you can also apply for funding for a place at a private nursery. Would you like me to tell you the details?
Yes, please. Do you have any leaflets that I can look at, as I would like to think about it before I make a decision?
Yes, of course. Would you like me to send you our information pack, which gives you all the details of the different choices you have?
Oh, yes, please. That would be very helpful.
Could I take your name again and your address, and I'll put an information pack in the post to you today? You should get it by tomorrow.
That would be great. Thank you. My name is Mrs. Fernandez. My address is 340 Claremont Avenue, Clitheroe, BB7 7JR.
Did you say BB7 6JR?
No, the postcode is BB7 7JR.
OK, I've got that. Thank you, Mrs. Fernandez.
If I need to speak to you again, who do I ask for?
My name is Mr. Martin, and you can speak to me any weekday except Thursday.
OK, thank you very much for your help. That has been very useful.
Thank you for calling, Mrs. Fernandez. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Here's a news story with a different twist. John Smith, the well-known TV presenter, drives a very expensive sports car, and last Tuesday he had taken his dog to the vet in his car. On the way home, he stopped the car at the newsagent's to pop out to buy a newspaper, leaving his dog in the car. The dog is a very large bulldog and very strong. According to a man who was walking by at that moment, the dog jumped across into the driver's seat and knocked the handbrake off. The car was on a hill and it rolled back and crashed into a van parked behind it. We understand that John Smith heard the bang and came running out of the shop. He was too shocked to be angry and there was nothing he could do. The worst of it is, his insurance company is refusing to pay the repair bill. The total amount for his car and the van is estimated to be £11,000. You may wonder why the insurance company will not pay out. Maybe it's because the dog wasn't insured to drive. John will not take his dog with him in the car again, or if he does, he'll have to make sure he doesn't leave it in the car unattended.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Here's a news story with a different twist. John Smith, the well-known TV presenter, drives a very expensive sports car, and last Tuesday he had taken his dog to the vet in his car. On the way home, he stopped the car at the newsagent's to pop out to buy a newspaper, leaving his dog in the car. The dog is a very large bulldog and very strong. According to a man who was walking by at that moment, the dog jumped across into the driver's seat and knocked the handbrake off. The car was on a hill and it rolled back and crashed into a van parked behind it. We understand that John Smith heard the bang and came running out of the shop. He was too shocked to be angry and there was nothing he could do. The worst of it is, his insurance company is refusing to pay the repair bill. The total amount for his car and the van is estimated to be £11,000. You may wonder why the insurance company will not pay out. Maybe it's because the dog wasn't insured to drive. John will not take his dog with him in the car again, or if he does, he'll have to make sure he doesn't leave it in the car unattended.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
The UK is about to experience a blast of polar air next week, bringing gale force, biting winds, heavy rain and snow across highland areas, according to weather forecasters. The Meteorological Office issued a yellow weather warning for northern areas of the country from Monday, which means we have to be prepared for the effects of frequent heavy hail, sleet and snow showers. Scotland, Northern Ireland and the northwest of England are most likely to face the worst of the wintry weather. Experts warned people to expect travel delays as roads may be icy or blocked, and trains and some flights could be cancelled or delayed. There is also the possibility of disruption to electricity supplies to homes around the UK. With temperatures set to fall to minus 10 in the Highlands of Scotland overnight and to 0 or minus 3 elsewhere, we are being advised to stay at home or make only necessary journeys and to wrap up warm. People with elderly relatives should check up on them to see that they are all right and have enough supplies of food and drink. There is better weather ahead for later in the month. Experts are predicting that milder temperatures will return by the weekend and we can expect some sunshine.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
The UK is about to experience a blast of polar air next week, bringing gale force, biting winds, heavy rain and snow across highland areas, according to weather forecasters. The Meteorological Office issued a yellow weather warning for northern areas of the country from Monday, which means we have to be prepared for the effects of frequent heavy hail, sleet and snow showers. Scotland, Northern Ireland and the northwest of England are most likely to face the worst of the wintry weather. Experts warned people to expect travel delays as roads may be icy or blocked, and trains and some flights could be cancelled or delayed. There is also the possibility of disruption to electricity supplies to homes around the UK. With temperatures set to fall to minus 10 in the Highlands of Scotland overnight and to 0 or minus 3 elsewhere, we are being advised to stay at home or make only necessary journeys and to wrap up warm. People with elderly relatives should check up on them to see that they are all right and have enough supplies of food and drink. There is better weather ahead for later in the month. Experts are predicting that milder temperatures will return by the weekend and we can expect some sunshine.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.